Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Majeski moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Allie Clark now playing left field. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone pinch hits for early win. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Doby reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to home to get Kennedy. Doby moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.